For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Sports guys, big show today. Advances in technology. We're very excited here. Joining us on the brand new Don Carlos Tacos hotline video chat from Indiana, Jason Tebow.
What is up?
And joining us from Juice City.
I was betting this wasn't going to work.
Okay, can I introduce the other guy real quick? We're going to have to get used to this. And join us from Juice City, the one, the only, everyone's favorite human being, Comedy Central's own, Ari Shaffir.
Thank you.
I'll never do that kind of intro again, but I'm really excited about this. Want to thank our new sponsor, Don Carlos Tacos in La Jolla, for basically he's buying us a year of go-to meetings. So this is all possible that we could be in three different places and still do our loving show, and I'm very happy.
Don Carlos is the best. If you're ever on Pearl Street in La Jolla and you want some dirt food, go pick out some Don Carlos burritos. Get the Trevino, get the Shaffir.
Hold on. You guys got your own burritos?
Yep. I got to get a breakfast.
What's
burrito,
the Shaffir?
That's what I love
the
Trevino.
The what is the Shaffir and why don't I have
it? I bet it has cum in it.
I have cum in it. It's made with love only, but not physical love. It's got some stuff. I think bacon and ham and stuff, all the non kosher things.
Yeah.
The most fuckable burrito.
I'm going to take a picture of this for
you. A punch drunk burrito or taco?
Yeah, they need to make a punch drunk burrito. They need to. And, okay, as always, we have everybody's favorite stat boy fucking Frank the Mexican's joining us, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I'm just going to go do that until he asks me to stop calling him Frank the Mexican.
That's fine.
And then joining us is he's been with us since the beginning. He is our expert on NHL, and we got the playoffs coming, so we got a lot to talk about in that. Please welcome one of my favorite people on the planet, my good friend, Mr. Joe Bartnick.
Thank you. Good to be here. The column, my hockey predictions, which we'll talk about, are ready. As soon as your website, I can log in.
Bill's good.
He's taking care of it. Yeah. Bill's taking care of it. I'm just saying, for people who want to attack me, it's all ready to go.
Nobody wants to attack you. We all just love you. Real quick, can we do dates out the gates, everybody? Dates out the gates. Ari Shaffir, dates.
I'm going to be at Bonnaroo. I'm just around New York at the Stand mostly.
Okay.
Check me out. Yeah.
Going to be in New York?
Go to the Stand, NewYorkCity.com for tickets.
Tebow, are you going to be at any AA meetings?
yeah, man, I will be at a couple, one tonight and three tomorrow, but middle of next month, and I'll know the date next week, but middle of next month, I'm in Peoria with Sarah Tiana.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Joe, you got anywhere you're going to be?
Big one, Gotham Comedy Club, me and Paul Verzi, the all-in tour with
great.
Giannis Pappas, May 8th and 9th.
Oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
So please come out. It's me and Verzi and Giannis. It's like, boom. And Gotham. So
I can't remember where I got. I got a bunch of great stuff going. I just can't remember my dates. Anyways.
Comics in Connecticut at the end of Memorial Day weekend, too. But if you're in the area, please, Gotham.
All right, man. I got booked in Shanghai.
New York?
Shanghai,
yeah,
China.
Booked to where?
China. Mm-hmm. I just got booked. I got a call. I'm doing it mid-June. Shanghai, dog. I'm so excited. You were just there, right?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Did you enjoy it?
No, Simone just went there, but I was there in June.
Did you?
Great.
Oh, yeah, that's where you got the
you
guy with
not
the
great?
Bat? What?
What?
What was not great?
That's where I got the guy with the what?
What? Isn't that the guy with the bat? The guy with the bat? Because you banging his daughter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The system's not the greatest.
What? It's a delay. It's not a delay, Ari. You're being a retard. Just talk.
I am talking, but you keep cutting out. All your words keep cutting out, so I have trouble hearing you. You had to say Shanghai four times before I understood what you were saying.
Okay. All right. All right, positive. Okay. Okay, well, just sit here, Ari. Do you got a story to tell?
No. I'm just saying the system is not the greatest.
Okay. Thank you. Positivity. Real quick, go to the website. If I want to thank everybody for using Caveman Coffee. It's been going great. Go to our website.
No, do that later. We already did promotion stuff.
Okay.
Let's get into sports.
All right. Thank you, program director. All right.
One day left in basketball. Yeah. Down between the Pelicans, Oklahoma City.
It's unbelievable, Ari.
We got to
it's crazy.
We got to beat the Spurs and we're in.
And you guys got a good chance to beat them, man. You guys play them very well. The Pelicans play the Spurs very well. And Anthony Davis, as I was saying 3 years ago, is the probably the best player in the NBA right now. And that's including LeBron James. He's unbelievable. You guys. Now, here's the thing. You guys got back Drew Holiday. He's coming off your bench. Your bench, I think, scored in the first half of a game last week, like 38 points, and the starters scored like 15. So your bench is lethal.
Ryan Anderson's great. He's great.
Drew Holiday is a legit all-star point guard.
And Tyreek Evans is good. They got four players that are okay. Eric Gordon sucks.
Yeah, he's gone by next year. He's gone, dude. But
sucks.
I think you guys got a great chance now. I think you guys are going to win, and it really helps the Clippers because if Spurs lose, they drop down to the four. And I think, personally, they want the four. And I'll tell you why.
No, I can't get the four. The five. They can't get the four.
Well, technically, they're the four. Technically, they're five, but they actually have home court advantage over the Portland Trailblazers because they have a better record than them.
Oh, is that how they're doing it? They're calling the four, they're giving the home court?
Yeah, they don't want the team to fall. They don't want, if you win the division, to fall below four. But whoever has the better record gets a home court advantage.
Right. Oh, wow. So what's the point of calling them four?
Technical. It really is just technical. And, dude, the Blazers are limping. They just lost Batum. He's gone. Their whole team is just wrecked. So whoever gets them in the first round is just going to have a 4-0 win. And that's why I think San Antonio wants that, because they'll get 4-0. Then they got Golden State in the second round. You're like, they're the worst people to play. But, oh, yeah, Ari, you don't know we have a bet, too. Oh, yeah, you do. You do. But, Tebow, you didn't know this. Bag of bets with Frank the Mexican. And if the Spurs take on Golden State, I have Golden State winning that series. He has Golden State. I have Spurs. And loser has to walk up to five guys and Instagram.
Suck their dick.
Instagram that they suck their dick in the bathroom. Joe, did you just throw up in your mouth? Is your Pittsburgh?
A little confused on that one. A lot of the bag of bets I understand and I get. That one I
basically, you have to walk up to somebody and take a picture and tweet it out that you just blew this guy in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, it happens anyway, right?
Complete stranger.
Yeah. The other guy gets the pick. The other guy's got to go.
Just blew this guy.
I just blew this guy.
And I got him on Instagram.
The problem is I have way more followers than him, so I'm going to be telling like 25,000 people. He's going to be telling like his sister
family
and brother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah, you'll retweet it. You'll retweet it.
Yeah, I will retweet it. Ari, will you retweet
The winner will gets tweeted a lot. Trust me, a lot of people saw my photo shoot.
Yeah, your photo shoot was great.
It was retweeted that.
Yeah, I retweeted that. That's and then Ari hopefully will never come back to Los Angeles because I have to suck his fart funnel, which will not be fun.
Aren't you going to New York, Sam?
No, I've actually been banned from the state of New York from ever going there again. That'd be so funny if Ari, I went to go see my mother, and Ari came down just to fart in the funnel. Upstate New York.
Right with her. He's holding a funnel right into your mouth, and you just take that deep-ass hit of that fucking sweet, sweet shit juice.
Sweet butt bong.
How did you make something disgusting sound more disgusting?
That's a thing I do. Ari, have you been thinking about what you're going to eat?
Where, in Thailand or beforehand?
Yeah, yeah. Like, do you have a ritual thing that you've been thinking about? Because bad fish, like, you could get yourself really sick, but it might be worth
it. Bad fish, yeah. Rotten fish is not a bad way to go.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Like bad fish. I suggest a six-pack of cans that are just called beer. It's like white can. It just says beer on it. The worst kind of beer you can get.
Can you?
I mean, definitely sauerkraut.
Can you get
pot of coffee?
Pink eye in your mouth.
Yeah, pink throat.
Pink throat. Wow. I love when Ari's face just lights up as he talks about what he's going to eat for this. The bet was I Kentucky going undefeated.
Yes, I remember.
And they just lost that. They were up by four with 2 minutes to go, and I was like,
Frank the Tank.
Ugh.
I knew Duke was going to win that whole thing. It was just setting up for Coach K.
Yeah.
It really was setting up for a genius.
Wisconsin got into a battle with Kentucky, and so whoever won that was already injured coming out of it. You know, Duke had an easy game before.
I love Bo Ryan's Division III class, too. What a jackass. Oh, well, I don't think right. Yeah, because no one will come to Wisconsin one
dude,
and done.
Dude, you would take a one and done in a heartbeat.
You'd blow a one and done in the bag of bets.
Yeah.
Fucking Bo Ryan. Get the fuck out of here. The guy, it was like, who doesn't belong? You have Izzo, you have Calipari, and then you have Coach K, and you have the Division III guy who got the one lucky white guy.
Yeah.
It's like, go home, Wisconsin. Take your fat chicks and go home.
Dude, Tom Izzo has his best class coming in this year. Have you seen
Izzo
that?
Izzo can take the Special Olympics kids to the Final Four. He's the best coach.
Well, you know, it's not that Coach K isn't a great coach.
Yeah.
It's just
it's not.
He
He's
gets such
coach.
Great players. He has to do less with more.
I don't know, man. This year he was not as good. That team was not as good as Wisconsin.
I agree with that.
The guy who's probably going to go number one or number two. Plus, he has another top six pick on that team.
Winslow might be the best pro in that whole thing.
You're talking in a vacuum.
What?
You're not mentioning. You're just saying what Duke has. You're not mentioning Wisconsin. Yeah, they're a number one seed. They're a great team, but they're not as good as Wisconsin is. Can't just say they have a possible number one pick. That guy's not ready for the NBA.
Hold on. That guy's not ready
for the NBA.
Who?
Duke's guy.
Okafor. He's saying Okafor.
Okafor? You're crazy.
I think Okafor could use a year of kind of being a man playing against big guys, but the Winslow dude is amazing.
Yeah.
Winslow is going to dominate.
Yeah, Winslow.
NBA.
Well, the problem is that Winslow plays a four in college, and it's hard to, you know, they're going to move him to the five, to the three. And the three is just a completely different game. Because I remember when they, who got him? Fucking not Atlanta. Detroit got Josh Smith from Atlanta. He played power forward in Atlanta, and they moved him to the wing to the three. And I was at the NBA Summer League talking, and my buddy knew all the assistant coaches there, and they were all talking about it. And he's like, he's not smart enough to play the three. The three, you got to be really smart to play. And they were right. He failed miserably at the three.
I think Winslow's pretty smart, though.
I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just saying that it is a different game.
It really depends where you go, though. Like, if he goes to, like, I mean, let's just, whatever. If Winslow goes to Spurs, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. If he goes to the Magic, he'll be in Europe next year.
That is the truth.
I mean, you know, that's all it comes down to.
They got a good team, though, dude. If they get the right coach, the Magic got a good team. That Payton, that point guard they got from Louisiana Tech is a baller, dude. And then they got the USC center who's 7 foot, who puts up great fantasy league numbers. But the thing is, when you're on a team, when nobody's really showing up to play you, you can put up great numbers. I call Elton Brand numbers.
Like, well, it's the love numbers. I've said this since I was 10 years old. Anybody can go 20-10 on a bad team in the NBA.
Yeah, well, maybe not everybody.
Well, a 6'10 guy can.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
you're
with
standing
you.
There for 10 rebounds. You're going to take 30 shots.
What are you guys thinking, guys? I know, Tebow, what's your take on the NBA playoffs?
I'd like to see the Pelicans get in over Oklahoma City, that's for sure.
I think they're going to do it.
I do, too.
They got to win. Oklahoma City's not losing. And especially now with the NBA protecting them, trying to take away 16th Texas so far.
I agree with that, Ari. I cannot believe they did that.
They rescinded it twice. They rescinded it.
You know why? This is a different commissioner than David Stern. Adam Silver, he has more of the thought of what's best for the game, whereas Stern was always like, follow the letter of the law. That's why he got rid of – he basically fucked the Suns, man. He fucked the Suns when they had Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire, and they had him – he sat them when they got off – when Robert Horry checked Nash to the boards.
You're right, but I'm not going to get into this because it's going to take 2 hours then. And he gave you guys your point guard. So, you know, there's been a lot of Vince McMahoning the last 5 years in the NBA.
Well, yeah. Well, we talked about that trade.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not
a classic Laker rape trade.
But it's a classic Kamish stepping in. I agree with Arika 100%. It's bullshit because they want the Oklahoma City in the playoffs.
Which is crazy because they have a legit superstar in Anthony Davis. And the best thing for that league to do is to get that guy into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
To start having the country watch at this guy is playing a game that we haven't seen ever. He's legitimately good at everything.
Yeah.
Handles, shooting, posting up, blocking shots. Ellie, yeah. He's literally good at everything.
That's what I didn't see with the big guys at Kentucky this year. They all kept saying how great they were. None of them looked like Anthony Davis to me.
Well, I think Towns may not be Anthony Davis, but I think he could easily be another Rasheed Wallace. And that,
those are big shoes. Rasheed Wallace was amazing. He's underrated.
Dude. They went 30-0, man. I mean, everyone's like, oh my God, Rasheed Wallace. Yeah, he was a great player. In college, he was a great player, but they never went 30-0, dude. The guy went 30-0. And the only reason he didn't score.
Who went 30-0?
They went Kentucky before they lost.
The SEC was weak, though.
Yeah, but you can't compare. I mean, Rasheed Wallace played in the ACC when it was the top conference in history.
Right. But they did play tight games. They did play good teams. And I'm not saying that.
Three good teams.
What?
They played three good teams. I mean, Rasheed Wallace played Duke twice every year. Played Wake Forest twice every year when they had Randolph Childress and Tim Duncan. That's not a good comparison. The SEC this year is nothing like what the ACC was.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying this town, I think, is.
He never went 30-0.
If you take away Sheed's, like how ESPN wants to dog him and he was in Portland and his NBA career was insane.
Dude, he's in my top five players of all. Like when I put together my starting top five of all time, he's my power forward. I have to move Blake Griffin to the three to fit him into my top five because I have to have Rasheed Wallace at my power forward.
Okay, so then I agree with you. But then you're saying this kid from Kentucky is as good as that.
That's not why I said he could be.
That's why I said those are huge shoes.
Yes, I do think Towns is that good.
Okay. I didn't see that.
Think that Okafor, for some, you know what's so funny about Okafor is like he got pounded at the end of the season. But yet Wiggins struggled all the time in the NBA, in his NCAA career, and nobody took any shine off his game. And Okafor's like, I don't know, he's not the guy we think. Dude, that kid has a phenomenal low post game. Like, we haven't seen in years, man. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to go to pros. He's going to get injured because every big man that is legit that goes to pros first 2 years, he gets beaten up by grown-ass men. Grown-ass men beat the shit out of that
That's
guy.
That's why he should stay one more
year.
It
doesn't matter if he goes 1 year, 2 years. Whenever he goes to the NBA, he goes from playing boys to men.
Some people made the transition, though.
Yeah.
Moses Malone went when he was like 15.
Yeah, he did.
But he was a man.
But it was a different game. They weren't nearly as big.
His drop step glass is Tim Duncan, Okafor.
What'd you just go do, Tebow?
Jerked off? Did you just jerk off, Tebow?
Yeah, twice, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
You know what's so great about that? Is the Snuggie you're wearing right now, you could just jizz right onto that.
Jimmy!
Oh, yeah. This thing, you could grade cheese with this thing.
That's interesting.
Somebody needs to Twitter that out.
You could grade cheese with this thing?
No. Just Tebow is an old Brando in Hawaii, cold in an 80-degree heat.
Tebow is more like, Tebow's living with his mom right now.
Yes. I mean, the Clippers could go down to five, can't they?
No. We could. We could. But did we? If we lose tonight, it's going to be open.
If they lose...
If you lose tonight, that puts you behind Golden State, San Antonio, Portland, and Houston.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. We got to win tonight.
Memphis catching you with a chance of... I don't know who gets a tiebreaker, but Memphis could catch you if they win and you lose.
What is Memphis' schedule? What is their... excuse me, not their schedule. Their numbers.
Memphis is...
Memphis is 54-27. Clippers are 55-26. They are 35-17 in the conference. Clippers are 36-15.
Yeah, we could drop the five, but we locked up home court advantage last night. Mm. We're locked into it. So the farthest we fall is five, and we are locked into that.
How can OKC
you can't,
get
you can't
it?
Get six? Memphis can't beat you?
Nope. Because they lost last night. And, dude, they were down 30 and came back. And they think they lost by four. Memphis last night. I think we're going to end up seeing Memphis in the first round, and that's going to be a fucking war. That's going to be a fucking war. It's going to be...
I'm looking at their head with the Clippers.
What was that?
How can OKC get in?
Look at their head with the Clippers. Well,
right now, OKC and the New Orleans Pelicans are tied.
Yeah.
They both, I think, have a game tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
But the Pelicans get the tiebreaker.
Yes. If Pelicans win, they're in. It's win and get in.
Oh, shit.
And they have a much harder game than the Thunder, who have Minnesota. But yeah. I do think they're going to win. I think the Pelicans win tonight. I do think Pop is that smart to know that the fourth is the easiest way up.
No way. You're going to play Golden State in the second round.
But they've owned Golden State this year. They've literally destroyed them. And Golden State is not playoff tested.
The thing is about San Antonio is, like, they don't really give a shit about the regular season. The fact that they're 11 back, they're like, who cares? We're coming together right now when we should. We've rested everybody.
They've won, like, 19 of 20, dude. It's fucking crazy.
They won 11 straight. The Clippers have won 6 straight. That's great, but.
We've won
Clippers
10.
Should beat Phoenix tonight, too.
Yeah, we should beat them. I mean, depends. The problem is with the Clippers is that everybody hates us. We're the most hated team in the NBA. Because people think we cry all the time. So everybody gears up the playoffs.
No way. You're crazy.
Why? Who do you think's the most hated, Ari?
I'll Google it.
The Lakers.
Lakers. Celtics, Knicks.
Yeah.
But they suck.
People still hate them.
San Antonio. I mean, just in terms of this year, who people hate. The fucking Brooklyn Nets. The Bulls, they would hate more. The Cavs.
The Cavs.
You're crazy. Nobody cares about the Clippers.
Dude,
nobody hates
they
them.
Were
Houston.
Voted were least liked team.
They don't go out of their way to like them, but they don't dislike them.
Well, okay. Well,
like, who do you like the best? And that, their name doesn't come up.
No.
But nobody hates the Clippers. It's shit about the Clippers. Okay. They're a fucking first round exit team every year. Who gives a shit?
No, they're not. Last year we went to second round, just like we did the year before, you asshole.
Congratulations. It's a coup, man.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the Pelicans. The only team that you don't bandwagon on. Let's talk about that.
What about the Caps?
Lakers. 2014, they did like a survey on Reddit. Lakers was the most hated team.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Point, Ari Shaffir. Gotcha.
And team.
No, team, you don't get any points.
I guess the same thing.
No, the sweater nullifies any correct choice you make. Given. You know, Ari gets it. Yeah, so I think Golden State will beat the Pelicans first round, but I think it's going to be tighter than people think.
I think the Pelicans are going to breeze through Golden State. They're going to win in four.
You're just now spitballing. You're just making shit up at this point.
Now, they're going to have a tough time with San Antonio, so they might not get past today, but if they get in, they'll easily take. What's Curry going to do? Fucking... Box out Anthony Davis, please.
So you, Ari, are
Weak.
You working? Ask this guy Joe Bartnick, who picked the greatest upset in NBA playoffs history. Ask this guy right here. Ask him.
Bartnick, who picked the greatest upset in NBA playoff history?
I believe it was Sam Tripoli.
What was it?
What?
Golden State
Sam
over
Tripoli
Dallas.
Yeah, it was way Kansas? Back in the regular Joe's era, I believe.
I picked Dallas to destroy I picked Golden State to beat Dallas because they beat them 4-0 during the season and no one thought they had it.
Yeah.
And they
and what were the seeds?
1-8.
Wow.
And I picked.
Really called it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He really did. That's a fact.
Still bragging about fucking 7 years ago.
Yeah. That is true.
That's why I wish the NBA would go to the old five best of five first round. Remember Mutombo laying on the ground crying?
Yeah,
you'll never get that. You'll never get that anymore.
Well, they. You remember why they changed it?
Because Stern wants three more games of money.
And the Lakers, remember the Lakers weren't as strong as they were 1 year, and he wanted to make sure they could win, so they added another three games.
The conspiracy theory of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, they're always big conspiracy. And it's totally.
The seven is two more than five, right? Not three more than five?
Yeah, I'm not good at math, Ari. You know, come on.
Yeah, they're two games. Two games.
Out east, you know, there's only a couple good teams, but...
Nobody gives a shit. That's the crazy thing about the east. They're, like, talking about the battle for the playoff spot. Like, who cares?
Yeah, the last
Who cares if this under 500 team or that under 500 team makes it? They're not going anywhere. Yeah. Maybe they win one round. Maybe they upset one round. And then it's done. There's three teams in the east that have a chance.
Yeah, the last two
maybe,
teams in the east.
Maybe Wizards if they start coming together, but I don't even see that.
Dude, that Bucks team is a lot better than anybody thinks, and nobody's giving Jason Kidd any credit for that turnaround, that team. That team is what, and you can't say anything that, oh, they got drafted. Jabari Parker went out early, dude. So this is pretty much the same team as last year. And, dude, that kid, dude. They just got tall guys. They got Michael Carter Williams, who was dog shit on Philadelphia, just put up 30 and something last night, and then they got the Greek Freak, who's
the Q's, baby.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that they're not going to win this year. They're not going to even win their first round, excuse me, but, man, that team is going to be good. They're going to be really good. Man, they are tall. I mean, Michael Carter Williams is the shortest guy on that team. Their scoring forward is 7 foot. The Greek Freak, man. That's a good team. Jason Kidd deserves a lot of credit for turning that team around.
Yeah, I give you that.
Okay. Hey, Tebow, did you just update your Twitter account, or what'd you do? Oh, welcome back, Tebow. Where were you?
What?
Can you hear him?
Yeah,
no.
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
It's just your connection.
What
do you want?
It's got to be you guys. I can hear Ari fine.
It might
be the internet.
You're having a slow connection.
Yeah, I can't.
Didn't hear anything you just said.
My internet.
I heard part of your laugh, joke, but I don't know if it's fine.
I can hear Ari fine, but you guys are breaking up.
Do you have other applications open on the computer you're using? There it goes.
I think it's the internet. Now my laptop's slow.
Honestly, it's probably better if we don't see them.
All right, how are you?
Then
it'll
be audio.
I just got my apartment.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Hey.
When are you going?
Hey.
Are you leaving town?
Can we just talk and just not worry about video right now? It's obviously something with the connection here.
Me and Ari can see each other fine.
You can see us?
Okay.
Yeah, I can see each other fine.
All right, then that's fine. We're fine with not seeing you guys.
No, I can't see you, but your audio was fucked up before, too.
Is it fucking up still?
But your audio was fucked up before, too.
All right. Well,
yeah.
A little bit. Yep.
Are we good now?
Do you have any of the things open up on your computer? Hey, Sam, listen for me for a second. Do you have anything open up on your computer?
Let me look.
Any other applications?
Let me look.
Close all that.
What year is your computer?
Me?
Oh, yeah, you have a different one. Fuck, my computer's running out of power. Of course. Story of my life.
Story of my life.
All right, be quiet while you're fixing it. Tebow.
Yes.
What do you think about the NHL playoffs? Do the Caps have a chance?
I mean, all I care about in the NHL playoffs or NHL period is I like the Kings and I like the Blackhawks.
Things are real.
You know what I mean?
Things are real.
Now I'm all in. Now I'm kind of all in Blackhawks, and it's kind of cool being here, dude. You know, Blackhawk tickets are harder to get than Bulls tickets.
Of course,
really?
It's a fucking man's game.
So let's get into this,
it's
dude.
A hot commodity.
Let's get into this.
I actually picked the Washington Capitals over the Islanders, which I wouldn't have done a month ago.
Let's get.
Yeah, I love it. We're not a playoff team.
So what?
Two playoff teams.
Let's get into this NHL playoffs here,
Joe.
What's the story? Let's hear it. Let's give us our insight. Joe Bartnick.
What do you want to, well, you know, for the first round, first of all, let's make note that the LA Kings, last year's champions.
Hold on. Hold on a second, Bartnick.
Yes.
Damn. We were already discussing the NHL. Bartnick was participating with us. What does this need to set up segments? I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's talk about the NHL play. Like, we're already doing just what you said we should be doing.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for stopping our segment we were already doing to scold me. Okay. Don't mind me. I'm just running a segment right here.
I'm running a segment right here.
This show's great.
Hold on, Sam. Let me stop you right there. Let's talk about what I just said. All right. Go, Sam.
Your thoughts.
You guys maximize time because everything you should do before and after the show, you just do during the show.
Yeah.
You get everything together.
Oh, no, you don't understand it. You don't understand it, dude. I do everything and they show up. That's how it goes.
Welcome to podcasting.
No. Welcome to slavery. That's what this is.
But let's talk puck. Ari's Washington Capitals are coming in. Finally, I think they have a playoff ready team. They finally have a coach. Ovechkin bought in. He's even playing a little defense. They actually have a defense, and Holtby's a good goaltender. So I picked him to beat the Islanders in seven, and I like the Islanders. Ari, your thoughts?
I'll take it. I might go to see a game. How hard is it to get tickets to Islanders?
You're probably better off taking the train to DC.
I don't have time for that.
Because it's the last, you want to pay, you'll get in, but it's the last season ever on Long Island. So they.
And then where are they going after that, Jersey?
They're going to
Barclays
the Center. Nets house, wherever, in Brooklyn.
The Barclays Center.
But it's probably.
That's technically Long Island.
It's one of the last great atmospheres in hockey, though. You really should go to suck in the playoff. Draw. I mean, it really is
amazing.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to get ready to go on Sunday. It's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. I'm going to try to get Steve to go to that.
Oh, I wish I was in. Yeah, that's amazing. No, and they go, and that's one of those old barns where the fans are right on top of the players, and it gets really loud. It really is one of the last true home ice advantages is on the island. And you're really seeing two of maybe the five best players in hockey. I mean, John Tavares is the closest thing to Lemieux that we have in hockey right now. He's amazing. And they have a great fourth line. Just their secondary scoring dried up when the snow melted, and I don't know where it went. And Halak right now is shaky in net, so I take the Capitals. But it's going to be a war. It is going to be physical. You'll love
NHL playoffs might be the best playoffs in sports.
By far.
Really?
It's up there.
Constant
upsets. I put NFL first, but NHL I put up second.
Constant upsets. And for seven-game series, for there to be upsets like that is amazing.
No, Joe.
I think NFL won, but I go number two, NHL.
I know that the Kings didn't make the playoffs.
Yes.
But have you heard of this controversy or that the Kings locked out their coach out of the locker room? They put, like,
I heard that,
barriers?
Yes. And it's not the first time the players have gotten sick of a great coach. I mean, the Penguins used to boycott Scotty Bowman, and he only has like 1,000 more wins than everybody else in the NHL. I mean, I can see them getting a little tired of Sutter's message, but Sutter's a great coach, and he's
they just won 2 of 4 Stanley Cups.
Yeah, he's coming back. I mean, they're not going to let go of Sutter, and if they did, they'd be stupid because he'll get hired tomorrow if he wants to coach.
Why would they? I mean, that's you would never see that in any other professional sport where they would. They've just won 2 of 4, and they lock out the coach. You never see that anywhere else. How can something deteriorate that quickly that they would lock somebody out?
I don't even think it deteriorated that quickly. I think it was just, it might have been spur of the moment, just like, F that guy. He may have wanted to have a hard practice. They were done. I mean, there's a lot of veterans on that team with 2 Stanley Cup rings that went to the Western Conference Finals a year, and a couple of their big players got hurt, or they could have 3. I mean, I know ifs and buts. But, I mean, there's champions up and down that lineup. They didn't actually need Sutter to motivate them. And who knows what happens behind you never know what happens behind closed doors. But everything I've ever seen is they totally respect that coach. And I've been to a few practices, and I've seen lollygagging in the country club atmospheres places, and not at King's practice. Daryl Sutter's in charge. So what happened there? I believe it happened, but I can't. You know, I don't know what happened. But there's going to be it's going to be like the Game of Thrones wedding. Now they're going to cut a lot of dead weight. A lot of veterans are going to go because they signed all their young guys that played that are good. They signed them the contracts. So a lot of the old veterans, probably their captain Dustin Brown, who I love, you know, and some other guys on that team. Are they already? Robin Reguera already retired, which I think the Kings should sue him for fraud. For being an NHL defenseman this year. Oh. He was terrible.
He was?
He was terrible. He was
water skiing. How many games did you go to? Did you go to any?
Live, I went to probably six. Yeah, the Kings are my mistress team.
That's your side piece?
Yeah, my side piece. I love
it. I like having a side piece team in sports. It's nice. Where you're like, look, my team's not always going to be in it, but I can root for these guys.
Yep. Yeah. Do you have any side pieces, Ari?
Yeah, I'm a bullet sympathizer. I've always been a bullet sympathizer.
Do you think they'll ever get? I mean, it's so much better than the Wizards, like, right? The Bullets.
Bullets a way better team name. Bullets and Hornets, man. That's who I'm a fan of. Not these Pelicans and Wizards, but yeah, I like sympathy. I mean, you see them enough, and the Clippers too. Actually, you know, being there with you guys for that long and hating the Lakers. It's like the Clippers doing well makes the Lakers pain is more. So I'm
plus you live in that city too, so anytime you know, it's like you could get behind, you know, if your team's eliminated, you can get behind the Clippers because they're like, well, at least it's not the Lakers and the city's going to be going off if they win the championship. So I'll get behind this.
Yeah, you want to have a kinship with where you're living. And I'm never, you know, so I even like the Ducks. The only team I'd never root for is the Flyers. Other than that, I just love seeing hockey.
Yeah, that's how I feel about basketball. I can literally watch any game and just thoroughly enjoy watching.
I'll watch the Flyers if they're losing. If they're winning, I'll never watch it.
I can do that with basketball. I can watch any game all the time.
I'm the same way. I can watch Canadian football. I can watch an entire Canadian football game.
Let's, Joe.
Yes. You want to hear my picks?
Let's hear your picks, and then we'll get in some baseball and some UFC.
All right. So Eastern Conference.
His picks last year. Your picks last year were tremendous.
Thank you. Now all the pressure's on me. Thank you, Mr. Shafir. You know, this is the toughest year. I've picked them probably on internet maybe 5-6 years now. And this is the one year where the first round I definitely don't feel confident about, like, most of the game. Last year, the first round, I almost always get the first round 100% right. This year, I think 6 of the 8 games, series can go any way, to be honest with you. But here we go. I got the Rangers in 6. My beloved Penguins just don't have enough to take on Broadway.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Already saying that's bold move with this Homer fucking podcast where everybody just picks their own guys. Fucking solid move picking your dudes out in the first round.
You know, it's like, you know, I get held accountable. You know, on my podcast, Puck Off, the people are. You know, the arrows come out if I'm wrong. So I'd rather be right. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but I got to go with what I think. I got your Caps in 7. Then I have the Canadiens over the Ottawa Senators in 6. Ottawa's a great story. They have the Hamburglar, incredible goaltender. They're young. The problem with being young in the playoffs is that first playoff round, it's just like a freight train that hits you. And
it's so physical, right? Is that the deal? It's just so much more physical. The refs don't call shit, so it's like you just have to learn how to play tough.
Yes. The speed of the game is revved up. The first series, they say, is always the hardest.
Why is the speed of the game revved up? Explain this to me. They always say the Caps just were never, even when they won the President's Cup, were never a team made for the playoffs. And in the NBA, I understand it, because in the NBA, there's a lot more body contact go. So the weak players who are finesse, have a tougher time when they let this body contact go. But explain that to me in the NHL.
In the NHL, freewheeling offense wins a lot of regular season games. When you play teams that maybe are, you know, a little tired, a little off night, they aren't playing totally tough defense, you know, that just kind of, you know, take it easy. In the playoffs, everyone's playing for blood. So high-octane offense doesn't count as much. You know, pretty passes, pretty plays, pretty scoring, as opposed to guys who just have the balls to go to the net, play tough in the corners, be big, be physical. Does that make You know, like everyone plays defense as hard as they can in the playoffs.
Right.
And you need and hitting is up. So smaller guys, faster guys, finesse doesn't really matter in the playoffs, because if you're finessing a guy in the regular season, maybe they'll call a penalty if you grab him. In the playoffs, you have to decapitate him to get a call. So
they have this in rugby. There's two different styles of rugby. It's Australian rules, I think, and English rules rugby. And one is all about finesse, and the other is all about brute strength. And the rules are pretty much the same, but it's just like the players you're playing against, you're fucked. If you try to like outrun them and do Barry Sanders shit, you're just going to get destroyed. You need like a Jerome Bettis style. But the other way, it doesn't work either. If you're like a big guy and you play that English rugby league rules, then it's like you'll just get – people just run around you.
I mean, in reality, this season they haven't called that many penalties, so the style of play almost all season has been kind of a playoff style. It's just in the playoffs, you know, bigger, meaner, tougher carries a lot more than more skilled, faster, finesse hockey kind of takes.
So, Barton, do you think because you're such a fat fuck that you'll be better equipped for the playoffs in hockey than the regular season?
I am better equipped for the playoffs. I have all season to rev up for them. It used to be me and my wife would break up every playoff season, but now she knows I have all year to rev up for the emotions of a playoff season.
That's hilarious.
She would even know, I know why we're arguing. It's the playoffs. but now I'm, this is the first year in maybe 7 or 8 I'm going to really enjoy them from a Penguins fan standpoint, because there's nothing to lose. There's no expectations. Getting back to the Eastern Conference, I got the Detroit Red Wings over Tampa Bay in 6. A lot of people like the Lightning. I say after Hedman, they have no defense, and Ben Bishop's big, and he gets hurt when it matters. He'll pull a groin or something. He's never really stopped a puck in anger, as I like to say. Going out west, the Anaheim Ducks versus the Winnipeg Jets. I love the Jets. They're big. They're bad. They're like the Road Warriors of the NHL. But Anaheim Ducks have the dynamic duo of Getzlaf and Perry. And even their moronic idiot coach, a friend of yours, Ari Shaffir, Barbecue Bruce Boudreau, won't blow this. I don't believe the dynamic duo will let him. I say Ducks in 7.
Why is he friends? Ari, you know him?
He was the old Capitals coach.
Oh.
Led them nowhere. He's like Custer. Barbecue would screw up a 2-car funeral. he waits till the playoffs and then starts a goalie controversy every year.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And we call him Barbecue because on the NHL 24/7, he's talking with Barbecue all over his face.
Really?
Yeah.
They did that?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Right.
Maybe Teeb is. Okay, now we had 3 more to pick here. We got Vancouver versus Calgary. I think this is the best team Vancouver's brought into the playoffs in a long time. Sedins now have a bunch of grit to back them up, like Cassian, Matthias, Dorsett. I think Vancouver knows they have a chance this year. I say Vancouver in 5 over Calgary, because Calgary's a one-line team, and they'll get the deer in the headlights, I believe. St. Louis Blues versus Minnesota Wild. The Blues also see it as their chance because the Kings are out. They're stacked, probably the second best team line for line, defenseman for defenseman, next to Chicago.
Final four. Why don't you give us your final four?
All right. I'm just going through.
One more. He's got one more, and then we'll get to who he thinks is going to win it
Blues
all.
Hawks in 5. Hawks will destroy Nashville, because who's going to score in Nashville? I mean, not daylight savings time. James Neal, you say, why you call him daylight savings? Because once he turned the clocks back, he never scores. So there we go. So the final two, I'll say Chicago and I'll say Vancouver.
Wow.
And
who'll win?
Because I think Vancouver will beat Anaheim. And then the East, Montreal, same as last year. I'll say Montreal and New York. And I will say Chicago, New York, and Tebow, Chicago Blackhawks for the win.
Wow. Will Canadian team. Awesome.
That would be awesome.
What are
to
you
win
gonna...
the fucking.
Go on.
Playoffs. To win the playoffs.
Yes. You went in my final four. I gave you my final four. I think it's going to be. Because the way they break it down, there's in the you have to get out of your division now. So I think Vancouver wins the West. I think Chicago wins the Central. I think the way East is won by Montreal. and the Metro is won by the Rangers.
That's amazing. Big, big things. I will actually watch. I like playoff hockey, too. It's depressing that the Kings are in it. You know, the best thing about the Kings not being in the playoffs, we just don't have to hear about how bad of Kings fans LA are. You know what I'm saying? Like, all we hear every year.
Keep in mind, the Kings barely made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were an ace seed. But the there's tons of Kings fans. It's a misnomer. I was down the beach last year.
That was the best run.
I was down the
beach. That playoff run they have is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the city loves the Kings. I was down the beach at Kings Ducks. It was amazing in the sports bar. Right at the beach. It doesn't get better than that, you know?
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. Ari, I just was in Atlanta. You ever play, do you play Atlanta a lot?
No, not very much. I did play the Laughing Skull. It's a great club. Usually I play the Punchline. I did a Laughing Skull for a comedy festival there.
You know, the Punchline closed. The Punchline closed.
No way.
Yeah, it's not open anymore. They say they're going to reopen. What happened was, I heard, is that they closed a strip mall that was across the street from it. So the guy goes, you know, we get slow in the spring. And so he's like, why just go through a slow period? Why don't I just shut down and reopen somewhere? But I went down
what
there.
What does that have to do with the strip mall?
Because that's where he got all of his business from. Everybody would go there.
Wait, what does that have to do with the strip mall?
Because that's where he got his
a lot. Him at all.
It's his connection.
Oh,
his
okay.
What's he on?
I can hear and see you perfectly.
But you can't hear me?
It was audio and video for him before.
Who knows if they can hear us right now?
I can't hear you. You can't hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me?
No, Sam, you've been gone for the last minute. Barely, dude. It's all choppy.
Well, it's the...
I mean, we missed you for a full minute, and then now it's choppy.
I don't know what to tell you. Everything's closed. It's... Go to me. I'll do this. Boom, I'll close that.
I mean, we keep losing you at the same time, but... He and I can hear each other perfectly, but then you just... are completely gone for like a minute.
Well, Sam didn't talk for like a minute.
I didn't talk for a while. I didn't talk for a while.
Not hearing you.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on.
Yeah, we can hear stuff. When it's stuff.
You were telling, you were in the middle of talking to us. And then,
Can you hear me now?
This is like when your cell phone doesn't get reception and you feel like a loser.
Can you hear me?
Sort of, but it's still choppy.
I don't know what to...
Yeah?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
God. Yeah, but it's not... No, Sam, it's not like I can hear you. It just... It comes in and it gets choppy. And you cut out... Like, I can see the video. You're all digital. Right, you're frozen.
Me too.
Me and Teep are great.
Yeah, you're crystal clear, seriously.
So, I don't know...
Yeah, thanks, you too, man.
I think it's just great. The internet.
So what do I do? How do I fix this?
Might not have any on.
Really?
Frank, see if you can shut your thing down
so
real
funny.
Quick.
Like,
you go to AA?
Frank, shut yours off.
Yeah, I got you.
The funny thing is like, I wonder if people listening to this are seeing two completely different shows.
Yeah, maybe.
Wi-Fi's off.
Wi-Fi's off. Can you
Sam.
Hear me
are
now?
Are they hearing us?
Ari, can you hear me?
Exactly. Yeah, we can. Yeah,
so it's, can it's not that we can't hear you. It's that you get choppy. And you're still very choppy. Are you guys downloading MP3s?
No.
Quit getting Game of Thrones.
We're not downloading Game of Thrones. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Right now, we can see you now. Now you're kind of clear. No, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what to do.
I like it now, Sam.
Yeah, you're fine now. Awesome. And then he closes it off. There he is back. Yeah, you seem fine now. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you guys perfectly.
You're fine now, and you can see us?
Yeah.
So the cop that fought this week, is that the same guy that you took me to see when we were doing...
Crow Cop.
That badass, dude, that guy's right on.
That was, and you know who he's fighting? The guy you saw knock him out.
You're kidding.
He's fighting again.
Is that this week?
No, they just fought.
And who won that fight?
The guy who got knocked out
really?
Last time.
Wow.
Crow Cop fought, I forget what his name is, but what is that guy's
name? Hey, he rolled the 10th Planet once. He came into 10th Planet and rolled with everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
It was pretty amazing. Tate went with him, I think.
Was he good? I mean, that's probably a stupid question, but.
Stupid question!
Are you not listening to me?
Okay, I'm just looking at something, dude. I'm just. There we go. There we go. We can see.
What did
that.
I say?
You said, what good did question. I just say? He rolled with Eddie Bravo. Yes. We can see.
You're filling in the blanks, man. You're filling in the blanks trying to hear it later.
No, I'm not trying to hear it later. We're doing
it was years ago, and I said, I think he rolled with Tate. He came in the 10th planet. You are trying to fill in the blanks. You're doing the same thing you do when you're on a cell phone, and somebody catches you. You go, what? Oh, like, what was I talking about? Like, your sister? Something happened to your sister? It's like,
this is actually
the longest. That's so funny. Did you see that? Somebody's watching us live. They texted us the answer. Gabe the Armo just texted us. It was Gabriel Gonzalez.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, yeah. Gabriel Gonzaga. He just fought.
Oh, so we get chat. Oh, that's a great thing for Sam Tripoli to be distracted to see the chat coming.
Oh no!
I love how I'm the asshole. I love that I'm the asshole. This Tebow's been on his phone the whole fucking time.
Great.
He's been on the whole phone the whole fucking time.
I got to say this in Sam Tripoli's defense. This is the longest I think I've known Sam since the invention of cell phones that you've sat and not played with your phone.
I'm just trying to fuck.
Right? I mean, literally, though.
I love that I'm the asshole. Yeah. I'm the guy busting his hump to get this fucking thing going. I'm praying that my fucking power cord gets here in time because my battery's dying. I've got 90 things going on. I got Jew Magic over there crying about everything, even though he did zero to make this fucking thing happen.
Let's talk. Let's talk some sports.
You've done nothing.
I've done nothing. You're laying in your bed. I don't know how much lazier you can get on a podcast than laying in your bed. Oh, now you're
fucking... Yeah, you asshole.
That's right. We're both doing that.
What happened to this show? It was such a great show.
Can I lay down?
It was really good. Now,
Tebow, when are you getting out of lockup?
June.
June.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
What's going on?
Ton of fuck.
Tebow's
in the... Oh, by the way, I have a date out the gate. I'm opening for Rogan in New York, and anyone who's coming, I'm desperately in need of weed.
Oh man, how bad!
I don't know a new guy yet, so I've just like I have like three bowls left on me.
Oh,
that's our new
sorry.
Sponsor, Ari's Habits.
Holy shit, yeah, you're out of weed?
That's
why?
The worst feeling.
I brought some from Sacramento, and now it's fucking gone.
There's worse feelings.
Did you try rationing it out, or did you just you're like, oh fuck?
Yeah, I gotta find a guy. I have Keith that I line bowls with now to make it like last a little longer, but. Coming down to the wire. I feel like they were in the Holocaust right after the fucking bread stopped coming in.
Can we FedEx you some weed?
That's exactly how you feel.
I love how you work the Holocaust into everything at some point, even discussing running out of weed.
Yeah.
It was a big moment, Sam. I mean, I don't want to downplay it like you do, but 6 million people died. It's not like somebody got made fun of.
Give or take.
I still thought I was talking
about
running out of weed.
The Armos just got a pop this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pope just said the turkey
and people are pissed too, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
people are pissed. Turkey's pissed because they're gonna have to pay reparations. They think if
I don't want to start the reparations game.
Wait, why is Turkey gonna have to pay reparations now?
If it was a genocide.
What do you mean? If it was a genocide?
If everybody recognizes it as a genocide as it was as it is, then everyone believes Turkey's gonna have to pay reparations. It's a war crime. Same way.
It's not.
What?
No, genocide is a war crime. It's not about...
Did he just say genocide is not a war crime?
When they lose the war, they have to, like, agree to pay reparations or not. Like, that's they have concessions when they lose the war.
No.
Like, when the South lost, they
have to be
like...
That's not what's going on.
They give back all this.
They say... What Turkey says is that the deaths were a part of war.
Right.
What the Armenians are saying is they were trying to systematically wipe out Armenians.
Yeah. That's genocide for sure. They should be paying those reparations anyway.
No, they won't, because they're saying it was just war.
Also, Turkey fucking... I mean, I don't know any Turks, but... They seem
keep
like they
it
do.
That way.
Salazzo.
Salazzo.
Good with a
did,
knife.
Did Teep say, let's keep it that way?
Yeah.
Teep hates Turks.
Why do you hate Turks so much? But I appreciate it.
No, I just think... I just don't like what they did to my buddy's people.
Thank you, Tebow.
I met an Armenian out here. He's a pretty sweet dude.
Tebow, why do you have sunglasses on indoors?
Because I came in here from outdoors and I just haven't taken them off. The king of wearing sunglasses indoors is Sam wears sunglasses at nighttime indoors. Like, what? It's not even light outside.
I think it's because he had his bottom and now his future is so bright that he has to wear shades.
Oh, man. You really forced that one. You really forced that one. Joe, are you excited about the NFL draft? Do you care? Are you excited about what Steelers? You lost a couple great guys on your line.
We lost. Oh God, no! I'm glad. Well, I'm sad we lost Polamalu, but Ike Taylor, good riddance. Oh my God, what an overrated piece of crap!
He was good for a while.
Ike Taylor couldn't cover me. Hey, oh, he's a great tackler because he's always behind someone chasing him. I'm so sick of Ike Taylor, and Ike Taylor is one of those, like, you know, he has a slick, you know, he's like a rap star. Get Ike, you know. Deflect pass. I hate Ike Taylor. I'm glad he's gone.
Wow.
Tell us how you feel.
Well, he's the guy that let Tebow win a playoff game. I don't even hate Tebow.
I have a question.
Yes.
For Joe, how do you feel about Ike Taylor?
Ike Taylor, you know what's wrong with the Steelers is they got a lot of punks on that team. A lot of punks. And basically they
died.
You know, they. I mean, Ike did win a Super Bowl.
They're gone.
But,
safety,
oh, they're gone?
There.
Hello?
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone.
This show has been a train wreck of epic proportions. Well, they're gone. Let's go. We'll just talk. We'll finish up the thing. Sorry, guys. My computer died, and that's it. So now welcome to Sam, Joe, and the Mexican show.
Sam, Joe, and the Mexican
show. Now it's like Puck Off, except we never have Mexicans.
What?
If they call on Skype, we can...
They're not going to call. Dude, give a reason. Give Ari a reason to go. He'll go. We lost him.
Do you want me to tweet him?
Yeah. No, just, yeah. We lost him. Go. Follow your thought.
The Steelers got too many guys that talk and talk and talk and they never won a damn thing. You know?
But they did win.
Yeah, but no. And then most of those guys are gone. All the young guys on the Steelers talk a big game. They never done anything.
It's unbelievable.
Seriously, I the NFL is just a trainer. I mean, you know, that's why I respect like Brady so much because he wins. I mean, he wins with all these characters, all these character flawed people in the NFL. I mean, just a criminal league.
It's hard to judge Belichick because he's won so much. But the truth is, if he would have kept some of his good players around, do you think they could have won more?
That's the genius, is he understands the cap and gets rid of guys before they get old and act like Steelers and think they're, you can't get old in the NFL. You just get bad. No one ages, no one's gracefully old. Not like you can come off the bench in the NBA and hit a couple jumpers and make everybody happy or just play the power play or just DH. In the NFL, if you're old, you're getting run over, run around, and beat. You
this
know?
Is so hilarious. This is so fucking hilarious.
Is he texting right now?
Me,
are we taking texts from Ari?
Sure. Here, I'm sorry to everybody listening. We tried to do a new thing. I thought it was going well.
It was going great.
Ari was shit on everything. That's just how he does. He gets riled out of me. He shits it. He gets in my head. I think GoToMeeting was a big success.
It was. It was for a while. It was like a good regular season.
Just wait. My girlfriend's running the power cord over, and I'll go grab it.
It's a great girlfriend. Do you want me to run and grab it? I'll run and grab it.
Yeah, when she's outside, Dana, she'll be outside.
You know what's fantastic? It was funny is because that was one of my great moments was picking my NBA and my NHL teams. My other great moment in podcasting was my first round of the roast.
Oh yeah,
that got lost.
Yeah.
Only to come back and start my pneumonia, which knocked me out for 2 months.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I thought you were dying.
Yeah, I know. It was the beginning of my pneumonia.
Did you ever figure out how you got that?
I think it was from going to a strip bar in Duluth in negative 40.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Walk to a strip bar. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Now, you don't
know. The only strip club I ever did not spend a dollar at. The owner liked my show, let me in for free. And I wouldn't give any of those girls a dollar. I'm like, I didn't sit at the rail.
I'm just not in the strip bars like I used to be, dude. I know I'm a little older, but just like, it's like women are so slutty now.
You don't need to be?
You don't need to go to a strip bar.
I just hate new music so much that if I'm going to listen to that shit, I want to see naked women.
First time I went to a strip club, I ran into a girl I went to high school with.
And was she like, what?
No, she remembered me. I didn't remember her. And then she was like, you want to land dance? I was like, sure. And then we just caught up. I paid $20 to catch up with her.
That's so funny. Hey, so hey. You don't know, you know the roast battles? Have you heard of the roast battles?
I've been, yes, I have. I've seen them a couple times.
You're looking at the second race, a little lower. No, the second rated roast battler on.
Best record, second rank.
Second best record, right?
No, first best. Still have the first best record, but
well, congratulations,
Alex
Frank.
Hooper has the belt.
And you have to go take him on to get it?
But did you watch the Bieber roast?
But I'm good.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the better ones.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one.
Natasha did so good.
The one before I didn't like. I didn't think it was good.
Whichever one was the one before. Was amazing. Her timing was.
Everyone was really good.
Yeah, I didn't
even
think
the non comics were really funny.
Yeah, dude, Martha. Everyone kept talking about how great she did, and
she did good. I don't think she's like a.
Well, I mean, for her, she did good for who she is.
Like Betty White did amazing. Well, I mean, she was the old chick.
But it's also like she's, you know, comic. She's good at delivering stuff. You know, whereas like Martha Stewart's like
you can just tell she's reading off a prompter.
Yeah.
Bieber took, and then he went to Coachella and he got in trouble again. It's like you can't give that speech.
Did you read what happened at Coachella? What the whole thing that was going on? I watched the video on Reddit and it was there at capacity. Justin Bieber got personally invited in by Drake, and then security was like, "No, you can't come in." He was like, "What? I got," and his security guards are with him. And then someone was like, "We'll walk you back through the." To the artist thing, and then I guess his security guards got into it with the other security guards, and one of the other security guards just grabbed him by the neck, and then everything went to shit.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm sorry, that's not Bieber's fault. You know whose fault that is?
A bunch of security guards.
Not his security guards.
No, the other security.
The other people's security guards trying to act like they're somebody. It's like, dude, say what you want. Dude, say what you want, Joe. And Joe, you're the most man I know. You're more man than anybody I've ever met. If Bieber was
thank
out
you,
there,
Sam, because I respect you as a man's man.
Thank you. If Bieber's like, hey,
you
Bieber
too,
wants
Frank.
Bieber
Frank.
Wants to come into the show and watch Punch Drunk, you let Bieber come in. I mean, it's just if you invited Bieber, fuck Aaron. Aaron's like, fuck that. Aaron, you
I love Aaron.
You wouldn't want to hang out with Bieber just to get his fucking.
But it's also like
reject.
It's also one of those things where like even if you don't like the person, like if it's your job. To make sure that because as a security guard, like it is capacity, but I mean, you know, that guy was personally invited, so it's like that's one of those people, you know, it's much easier to just get him in the back and not have to deal with a headache that's probably going to happen.
People who make an hourly wage that have a conterre of responsibility or whatever you want to say are the worst people on earth in this country.
I know.
Between
I'm one
the
of them.
TSA, security guards,
baristas.
Anyone that has like a little sense, the baristas, whatever. No. I'm talking about like, no, you can't stand
authority
there.
Figure. Yeah.
No, you can't do that. It's like, shut up. It's America, you bastard.
I watched this woman at the TSA. You know where you go? Have to go when you get first in the line where they check you off and then they check you off again?
Yeah.
Like, some Al-Qaeda might run up between the first check and the second check and hand you something.
Yeah.
So you go to the second check is where the asshole always is. Because the first check just wants to herd the cattle in.
Yeah.
Second check. I literally watched this chick. She took. I mean, I watched her do the slow stroll to the thing. Just literally sitting around. I started doing this, looking around. Then pull somebody. It's like she purposely did. It's like when someone walks slower in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
No, 100%.
You're totally abusing your power. 100%.
Yeah. And all the terrorists work at long-term parking anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
they don't even take their head shit off.
Yeah, they don't care. That's the only job where they can win it.
I know, literally, they wear like the I'm going to blow you up headset or whatever that's called. Like what Haji wears.
I was in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And I'm doing a show, and this girl,
Great airport.
Yeah, it was really nice. This girl her and her fat friend are heckling me the whole show.
Oh, God.
Heckling me the whole show. And I'm just pounding on them. I'm killing them. And it just they're being idiots. I can tell they want to hang out with me after the show. So I'm like, I just go to bar, meet and greet after. And this one of the girls is really cute. And I'm basically like, hey, how's it going? What do you got? She's like, great show. I'm like, oh, thanks. What are you guys getting into tonight? She literally goes, looking for heroin. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm looking for heroin. I'm like, I just met you. Like, shouldn't we have a drink before we go straight to felonies? Yeah, I mean,
I feel like there's so many conversations you have to have before you get to heroin, you know?
Like, don't you do a feel out for heroin? Isn't there a feeling?
Undercover cop?
Especially in the South. I mean, that's like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. What's
that's
the...
like, that's like the whole movie is don't go to the South looking for fucking smack.
Yeah. I'm just like, I know you just watched me do stand-up. But I think there should be a feeling out.
That says a lot about you, where she's just watching your stand-up. She's like, you know what? This dude wants some heroin.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm scummy. Everybody thinks I'm scummy. She's like, I thought you know might where to get it. She goes, I thought you might know where to get it. I go, I am not from here.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not traveling with the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. Doug Benson's like, you know, you should just told her, did you see CNN? Georgia's out of heroin. Did you see that? It just heroin's everywhere now. Heroin is the new epidemic that crack was in the 80s. Heroin is in the teens or whatever we want to call
it. Yeah, well, people need drugs.
I feel like meth is even like still that like no like it's still a killer, but no one's just like oh like it's that one drug no one really likes talking about.
Dude, this chick because
heroin
friend,
is
her
still
fat friend just
cheeky.
Yeah.
Meth is just dirtball.
It's grimy.
It's
just
dirtball. I mean.
Dude, this chick was just telling me everything. She's like, her friend's like, yeah, man, I did meth. I didn't even know it was meth. I thought it was like rock candy, and I just started eating it. And my friends are like, you're doing meth. I'm like, you're retarded.
Not to be the old man, which I am on this show. But, you know, I think that's just kids younger. Just everything's either on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. So they're just so used to having everything out there that they just talk like everybody knows. Does that make sense to you?
No, it totally does.
Yeah, it's like everything's out there, so they just talk like they think you're like you're their Facebook friend and have shared everything else.
There's
so.
No shame in any game.
There's no shame.
It's just like everything's cool.
Yeah, and not everything's cool.
No, dude, who asked somebody for heroin? And dude, I used to do drugs.
Used to?
Yeah, I quit. I just farted bad, so if you're about to die. To die. Whoa. My asshole's on fire.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's my defense mechanism when things start going bad.
I thought you were saying that for Ari.
I wish I could. I wish I could.
Yeah. Woo!
We might have to end the show a little early because I think you're going to die. I think that's what's going on.
You melted your screen.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Wow. I just caught it over here.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying, guys. I try so hard. I don't know what is up. Okay, do you want
to... Verzi, what I did for these plugs.
Let's talk some more football. The draft. Would you go with James? Would you go Winston? Jameis?
No, I wouldn't draft him.
Who would you take with the number one? Have you seen that San Diego might trade their quarterback for the number two pick? But if I'm San Diego, I think number one might be in play. Phillip Rivers. You might be able to move Phillip Rivers for the number one pick in the draft.
I don't think I'm not the biggest Phillip Rivers guy, but I don't think Mariota or Winston is as good as Rivers, or potentially as good as Rivers.
I think in the right situation,
Mariota's going to get hurt in 3 years.
I think Jameis Winston could be good. I just the kid just is always making me think he's a knucklehead.
Always.
Like, I just feel like he can get less trouble in San Diego than he could. In Tampa.
I think it's almost the same. Almost the same. He needs to go to, like,
Florida
Indianapolis.
Florida?
You know?
Yeah, let's see this.
Okay. He needs to go to Indianapolis, I think. Somewhere that really, or Buffalo, where there's just, you know, not that many, nothing's really going on at 3 in the morning. You know, it's not like an MTV Raps. It's not like BET Uncut at 5 in the morning. In Indian, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Are we still talking about heroin?
I don't think that I would wait. Number one pick, you can get, supposedly you can get a guy that can, you get a defensive tackle or a linebacker or a shutdown corner or someone that can really change the fate of your team around. I don't think those quarterbacks, I think they're more of a headache.
Well, I think Jameis Winston has shown that he can play under pressure. I think he can make all the throws. I think he's got great arm. He's just a basket case. But so
I don't see him with $13 million helping him out, though, or however much you're going to give him.
Nope, I agree.
You
man.
Know?
It sucks. I mean, it's like, how are you that retarded that you can't just get it together for the sake of fucking having a decent NFL career?
Because he doesn't have to. Because someone's going to be dumb enough to pay him. And then he's already got his $25 million. What does he care? There's no pride, Butch.
There really is no.
I mean that's what I mean. You know, you got Brady, you got Manning, you get a couple other guys. Even Big Ben, in a way, has pride to win, and very few other guys care. I know people. You hate Kobe, but you know the fact that he always just wants to win championships. How many guys in the NBA just they win if they win one? That's enough.
I'm gonna kill fucking Ari, dude. I'm gonna fucking kill. I don't know, but let's stop and thank Sam for setting everything up. This fucking piece of shit.
Frank is polishing up his third seat.
That's so funny.
Am I standing between you and the third seat,
dude,
Frank?
I just feel so uncomfortable. I feel like my parents are arguing. You know what I mean? I just want to go sit in the corner. Just as long as I don't get hit.
He's going to pull. He's going to send Tebow a case of wine.
I'm going to fucking.
You're never coming back, Tebow.
He's just getting. This is why you guys are friends, because you guys can do this to each other and then fart in each other's mouths. Did you hear about that? Did you hear about Lawrence Phillips killed his cellmate?
Yeah, that's crazy, right? What happens in Chino stays in Chino.
You know, it's like prison, dude. You listen to everybody. Just in that gym, two inmates were killed on the same day. And they're wondering if they're connected. I mean, it's just crazy. You see, like, murderer living with rapists. That's the dorm you're living in.
My cousin was when it comes to like rapists, child molesters, stuff like that in prison, there's like an unwritten rule where it's like if they did it, everyone around them is just like, we got to fucking whoop his ass. My cousin was telling me that one time when he was in like talking to his brother, you know, they have the, you know, when you go, you have your like, you visit and stuff. There's a dude in the next stall just talking about it, how he was just saying, he was like, I didn't do it. But then he would like go on talking more, and you could tell it was like, you sound like you did it, and you sound like you're not too sad about it.
Yeah.
My cousin was just like, sorry, I got to do this. And then just got up and just beat the shit out of this dude.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Oh my God.
When it comes to like rapists, pedophiles, stuff like that, they have no, like, it's like, even if you're a gang member who's murdered people, they have no respect for that.
I think there's way too many people in prison.
Oh, absolutely.
And we pay way too much money because it's privatized.
Mm-hmm.
I think a few people should be in jail. I think the ones that are just pieces of shit, just kill them. Why am I paying taxes for them? And the ones that are just nickel dime guys that because they're black, they're in there, let them go. I'm sick of paying for people to play handball. Like, get the fuck out.
I'm with you on that.
My kid has 15-year-old textbooks, but Paco has a brand new handball.
No,
court.
I'm with you, dude. And
you know what?
That?
If you're a piece of shit, kill him. We don't need him. If you're black, you got caught with a fucking joint somewhere, and some prick that doesn't like you, and you're in jail. Fucking
let's
let him
say
go.
The finger. Mm-hmm. Hey, you give the finger.
You guys are there. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Hold on. Just keep talking.
Oh, well, my prison stance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if those guys heard. I think there's too many people incarcerated.
Oh, yeah, man.
I totally agree.
There you go.
100%.
100%. What else?
Now I'm just talking about prison. Did you ever watch that movie Three Strikes?
Well,
it was like a comedy kind of.
Oh, no.
Unintentionally,
You're talking about. I thought you were talking about another movie. What's the one? It's a Mexican guy. He's just
American
like,
Me.
Yeah, American.
Oh no,
Me.
This is other movie about this dude who. It's called Three Strikes, but he gets out of prison and he's on his third strike, and his friend picks him up in a hot car. it's so funny.
Well, you know when they did the Three Strikes thing, everyone's like, "Yeah, get these guys off the fucking streets," and then you realize
stealing a piece of pizza, that guy's in there for life.
Yeah, it's just about privatized prisons.
Oh, it's about making money,
wanting money. That's all.
Yeah, it's all it ever is.
Keep talking.
My cousin went to juvie, but it was about a little bit after he was 18, and he got out of juvie, and then his friend picked him up, and then they went and they saw that movie.
Yeah.
And later that day, he went back to juvie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my
I remember when I was living in Miami, we were watching some show, and the dude got a DUI, and we were laughing about it on the show, and then literally my buddy, my roommate, got a DUI that night. Yeah, in like a hurricane. And they pulled they pulled us over on the JFK Causeway in Miami. I don't know if it's still, this is like, I lived in Miami when it was the Art Deco section, before it was hip and it was Miami, but before it was South Beach.
How bad was the hurricane?
Well, I mean, it was like, it was raining.
That's
like,
so
it was
funny.
Raining so freaking hard. And then the cops like, we've been driving 100 for like 10 miles. Didn't you guys see us? And my buddy's like, hey, man, when you're doing 100, you don't look behind you.
Yeah.
And literally, we were living in our car, in my car. And literally, those cops threw every single thing we owned, like, out the causeway. And they still didn't find, like, the roach in my ashtray. But they, like, threw everything I owned. Almost every CD, when I wonder, why don't I have the Black Sabbath, like, yeah, Mass like, Reality? Oh, it was probably on the causeway. Or was
well,
one of the
they causeway. Are not on, so fuck it. We did it.
I heard the most stoned thing I've ever heard last night.
What?
Some guy was like, you ever heard of a second-generation roach? I was like, what's that? And he's like, it's where you gather up all the roaches around your house and you roll a new joint from the roaches. And it fucking blew my mind. I was like, that is the funniest thing
that
I've
ever heard.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, man. And he was like, you're a third generation. I was like, okay, now.
You ever talk about any of this on stage?
I do like reincarnation with any my joints. I put them in a pipe.
No.
I never rolled them
Why don't you talk about any of that?
I have no idea.
What do you talk about? Are you trying to go up there and beat Mr. Smarts?
No, not even Mr. Smarts. I just, that's the other thing I'm starting to realize now is because at first I'd start like trying to write jokes. Look at this, how it should be. This is how it's funny. And now it's like, I'll go up and I'll just talk about how I really feel about dating my girlfriend and like how I like it and how it's weird because all my friends hate it, like being single and stuff, but I like it. And then I rarely talk about my family. I started doing that. Like, I started talking about my cousin and the meth jokes and stuff, and it hits, like, people get uncomfortable, but it's
meth
still funny.
Meth is weird right now. Nobody's laughing at meth. You know, coke, everybody's doing coke
I do
jokes.
A meth joke.
Yeah, but it's weird but that
it's
nobody...
It's a fun meth joke. It's not a...
Fun with meth!
Fun with meth. No, but coke is a weird thing. Coke is a weird... People don't like... People tense up on coke jokes.
That's, I like it this angle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually look skinny on... what is it? No, not skinny, but, you know, reasonable.
You do. You're not out of shape at all.
You know what's – I didn't mean to bring this down, but rest in peace, our good friend
Ramsey Moore.
Ramsey, your Fat Fight Club is becoming like the people are just dropping.
It's like Final Destination. Like everybody's dying from
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, but it's like that did video. You... I've never even seen the final video, but I mean
– I did something called Fake Heat.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, it's about this guy who goes, he wants to get some heat going in Hollywood. So he goes down and he hires a bunch of Mexicans, nothing personal, at Home Depot. And then he makes them be his paparazzi.
That's so funny.
And he just makes them follow him around taking pictures. And one of the things he does is there's Fat Fight Club. It's like me fighting Mike Black.
Oh, shit.
And everybody, all these fat guys, and literally like three guys in it now are dead.
Oh, wow.
And he rounded up like 15 fat. I was like, I felt good about myself afterwards.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, I did.
Joe's like Danzig. He's like giant Danzig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's like, if he takes his shirt off, he's not fat. He's
just very.
He's thick.
Yeah, he's built big.
He's like a ox.
Yeah.
You know what's. Thank you. Every time people tell me I'm. A lot of people drop the Danzig on me. And every time I say that, Sam Tripoli. Copyrighted that.
Yeah,
years
Jim Florentine
ago.
Had to do that
Florentine
well.
Has it on TV. I'm on like I'm on the AC/DC episode, and I'm on the best of.
I love Jim Florentine.
Who doesn't
I think
love
he's
Jim
so
Florentine.
Fucking funny.
He's like my one. He's probably one of the only podcasts I listen to.
I really like him, dude.
He's
I think
a good
he's
dude too. He's a good dude.
UFC. So you got any UFC going? I think we're gonna wrap it up a little early. We'll do a couple minutes. I'm gonna put this out, but I'm going to let people know we have a lot of technical difficulties in it. So I know they're gonna go crazy if they don't listen to it. And I want people to get your NHL highlights. So I'm gonna put it out, but I'm gonna let them know that there's a lot of technical difficulties in this episode, and it is what
at
it
the
is.
End because we went for a good stretch when it was good.
The problem with Ari Shaffir is that he doesn't understand the power of his words. So when he starts shitting on stuff, all of his minions start, oh, it's shitty. It's like, you got to watch what you say, dude.
Yeah. Words are powerful. I wish we could get back to, though, where sticks and stones can break your bones, but names will never hurt you. I'm sick of people getting all bent out of shape when
I'm just sick of
calling names.
What I'm sick and tired of, and by the way, Frank and Aaron, did I not say last week that this Ronda Rousey Walmart thing was fake outrage?
I think you did. Yeah, yeah.
And did you see the article that came out that Walmart actually is selling her book and there was nothing to that?
Yeah.
But what did she say was so outrageous? She used to blow people.
No, she put out
Walmart.
A book.
I know,
right,
it about, was banned in Walmart, though.
It wasn't. Oh. That was my whole point. It's like, it was all.
They fooled me.
She's yeah. fake outrage to
I wouldn't know.
To sell. Yeah, it's
I've never
fake
been in a Walmart.
Outrage. And here's my whole thing. And people, I got. Dude, people went nuts on me on Twitter about going off on Ronda Rousey. Because I really like Ronda Rousey. I think she's a great fighter. I just wish she'd stop talking about fighting everybody except for the one person everybody wants to see her fight,
who's
which
that?
Is Cyborg.
Oh, they say Stephanie McMahon.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem. I would. Dude,
she
wouldn't
would
you love
Stephanie? She should fight Triple H.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Everybody wants to fight all these people, and there's actually one person.
She
for
should
her to fight
a dude. Is what she?
No,
should
she
fight.
Should fight Cyborg Santos.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. Is that the?
That's this chick who fights at 145, and so she's making her drop to 135 to fight her because it's a legit test. But she's like, no, I won't fight her. I'll fight her at 135 because she knows it's going to be really hard for her to make 135.
I lose all respect for people that go with that bullshit. That's why I've gone against Meriwether forever. If you're going to be Mr. Badass, then fight Pacquiao when he was still young. Now he's an old Asian guy.
But
he's
like, he kills at karaoke.
But Mayweather's older.
I know, but Mayweather's like, dude, Mayweather. I mean, Pacquiao 4 years ago. Would have really gave Mayweather a fight. Now it's a joke, and he wants to be considered one of the greatest. The greatest fighters never ducked anybody.
Now here's the thing: Don Fry, MMA legend, one of the greatest fighters of all time. You watch him fight this Asian guy, dude. You should go. Don Fry fights him and this like 6'7" Asian dude. Just start. They just literally start just punching each other in the face. Uh-huh. They have each other locked, and they each just start, and it's just a battle of who can take more punches. It's fucking
crazy.
It's
like a hockey fight, kind of like
yeah,
dinner, just
but
punches.
No helmets. No
right, yeah, I know, but they just to rock them, sock them.
Who do you think is going to win, Ryan Bader or Daniel Cormier?
I think Cormier is going to kill him.
I met Bader.
Bader's a good guy.
Yeah,
I like
he's a
him
good
a lot.
Dude.
We got a phone call. Let's see who it is.
It's Ari.
Yeah, I feel a lashing coming in. But anyways, Don Fry calls out Ronda Rousey and says, stop talk. Yo.
Yo.
Who's
Tranny Correspondent.
Who's this?
Tranny Correspondent.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. World champion. He's from Thailand. Loves Tranny Dick. What's up?
Hockey. I think it's insane that Jaromir Jagr is still in the NHL. Is that not crazy to anybody else?
It's a testament to how great, A, of a hockey player he is, and B, how much he keeps his body in shape. He's not a drinker. He's not a drugger. He's a gambler. But that keeps your body, that doesn't wear and tear your body. So he's an incredible physical specimen. He works out after games. He puts the heavy vest on and runs stairs or does the bike. The young guys in Florida love him, look up to him. He's a role model. And if you think of this, if he didn't take 3 years off and go to Russia, and then he had two lockouts, he would be only like 500 behind Gretzky. He would be number two. He would be ahead of Howe and Messier by like probably 400 points. I mean, Jagr is amazing, and he still can come off the wall. He still looked pretty good this year. He's going to play until he's 50. But I agree with you.
He's on the Panthers, right? Are they contenders?
The Panthers just barely missed the playoffs. They will probably make it next year. They had some young guys. And it's a goaltending problem. They had two injuries. They actually almost took a goaltending coach and put him in an emergency. But the Panthers will be right there. They got some great young players. And they lost a guy. Their number one young center had a back injury, which is kind of scary if he'll come back whole. But they should make the playoffs next year.
Cool.
Hey.
I also want to say that I hope Ari's Pelicans miss the playoffs because their fucking coach is a terrible coach. They have no three-point shooting on that team. And who do they have riding the bench? He won't give him any minutes because he's because nobody wants to play Jimmer Fredette in the NBA.
Why?
But their coach sucks. And I hope they're going to miss the playoffs because they're going to lose to the Spurs. So...
Well,
I don't know why people won't play Jimmer Fredette. He can't get a fair shake in the NBA.
Well, maybe he can't play. That's why. You're on your second team, man. I'm not saying he's not, because you look at Whiteside, who's on Miami. He was on a couple teams and couldn't get break. It may happen. He may have to bounce around until he finds the right team, or he just can't cover anybody.
Yeah, well, he can shoot. I mean, I've seen that guy in – when he finally gets garbage minutes, he can fill it up, but nobody will play him.
All right. Well, maybe the Grizzlies will give him a shot. Would you like him on your team?
Well, yeah, the Grizzlies have issues shooting, too. I mean, he would be good on the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies have a lot of problems.
I'm an NHL expert. I don't claim to be an NBA expert, but may I ask you this, Mr. Tripoli?
Yes.
Is guarding someone really the most important thing in the NBA if you can fill it up? You know what I mean?
On a winning team, yes. You have to be able to stop people, dude. I mean, look at the Clippers. They have the number one efficient offense in the NBA. They're 18th in defense. That's why it's like they struggled for a long time.
Right, but let's say Dallas, when they when they won.
Yeah.
The big Polish guy, he didn't play defense, but they had the big center that would clean up his messes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not 100%. If he can shoot the rock.
I'm sorry.
If he can shoot the rock, he'll stay in the NBA.
All right.
But I just think he's too slow for the NBA. I just think that's the problem.
He can't be slow in the NBA.
Yeah, I think he's too slow. And right now, it's just like, dude, the next couple draft classes coming in, the NBA is going to be so full of talent, it's going to be insane. It's going to be so deep.
But is it going to be real talent, though? Like guys that can play basketball or just guys that look good at the triads?
I have a solution to fix American basketball's problem. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I really do want to hear it.
World champion, you want to hear it? I think he hung up on us, huh?
Yeah. No, he got us.
Yeah, but you got to set us up, though. It's just hanging up, isn't it? You got to set us up.
He listened. He was talking.
I think that the NBA, I think the AAU should ban dunking. AAU should ban dunking. You can only dunk on wide open fast breaks. But within the offensive set, you can't dunk. It's either layups or shots or 3-point. You cannot dunk. You would get rid of the thing that would make these kids who have zero offensive skills learn to have offensive skills. I'm going to write an article on it. I'm going to fix the NBA.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, but just in AAU, ban dunking.
And ban traveling.
Okay, let's hear it. We got another call. Yeah, well, did you see Kendrick Perkins the other day? 9 steps he took.
No, not the other day. About a month ago, I saw a guy take like 9 steps.
It was so hilarious. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. Technical difficulties.
What's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan or Dam, as in Dam?
Dam. I write for the website, Tripoli.
Oh, hey, how's it going, dude?
Not bad, not bad. Have you guys talked about the UFC card coming up Saturday? I just started tuning in.
We just started talking about it. What do you want? What fights do you like? This is the Machida Rockhold fight, right?
Yes, yeah. I think that's going to be a good one. But
and Romero just dropped
Jacare
out.
Fight's going to be a snoozer.
Which one?
Jacare versus Chris Camozzi.
Yeah, Camozzi. It's like, what are you doing, dude? I mean, you're not.
Well, he took the fight on like 8 days' notice because Yoel Romero had, I think he tore his ACL.
Yeah. Well, you know what's so weird about that fight is that Jacare is actually the number one ranked at 185, and he's the co-main event, not the main event.
No, there's something to that. But I saw. Did you guys delve into the Herrick and Paige VanZant fight?
Oh, yeah. No, we haven't talked about it. Joe, we just kind of got into it. What do you think of Don Fry's comments about Ronda Rousey?
Saying that she shouldn't call out guys?
Yeah, that she shouldn't be calling out people and she should just fight a cyborg.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, granted, Don Fry's a real, like, he's like a real American. I don't know. He would fight anybody on any given
time. Is that good or bad?
I think that's good, but, I mean, it's... I was listening to him on a podcast, and he was saying he wants to fight Kimbo. So, I mean, he's like a 51-year-old man.
Is that all we're going to do now with Kimbo? Is he just fights 50-year-old white guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably a safe bet. I mean...
Is there a senior tour on the MMA?
There should be.
There should
be,
like Randy Couture versus...
One-minute... Fights, 3 1-minute fights.
Yeah, because it's like those are the most popular guys are kind of the old guys now.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's a big problem. That's why the UFC needs Conor McGregor. He has actual personality.
Oh, he's got the personality. He's got the personality of like a movie about fighting. You know, like that.
That's a great way to put it.
You know, because he's got that classic, like, villain where it's like he's got the, what's the Draco type deal. You know
I would say is Draco, because Draco's like, I will crush you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's more like the, he's a cool Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to fucking smash you, but he's cool. You know, it's like, you like the guy. He's not like overly dickish.
Yeah, dude. I'm absolutely charmed by him. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, yeah, I want that.
Let me ask you something. Since you started doing this, have you been more into the UFC?
Oh, I've always been into the UFC.
Oh, you've always been into it?
Yeah. I just haven't told, like, I haven't been in, like, oh, hey, you know, but I do love the UFC.
Now, Dan, who do you like in this Machida Rockhold fight? I think this is a legit great fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Machida's striking is just too like out of the box. That I mean, it's going to take Rockhold 2 or 3 rounds to figure it out, probably.
Yeah, but people sleep on Rockhold. He got that roundhouse kick from Vitor Belfort, and everyone's like, "Oh, you're in the UFC." But we all know Vitor Belfort was juicing like a motherfucker, and I think that was his first fight in the UFC, and it could have been Octagon Shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. But like you were saying, you know how McGregor's like the one, you know, standout guy in like all of the UFC. The thing about this Van Zandt Herod fight that I don't like is they're building Paige to be like the Ronda Rousey of 115 pound division, but they're having her fight Herod, who's like, you know, I think she's like 15 and. Let me look. I think she's like 15-4, and it's just an experience thing. She's 10-5 versus Van Zandt, who's 4-1. Like Reebok's putting a bunch of money into her.
It's going to be hilarious because it's so obvious because she's attractive that she's getting all this stuff. And I live in Hollywood. I see it all the time. But this is
she's like regular girl hot, not like MMA fighter hot. You know
who?
Van Zandt.
Van Zandt is like real, like hot.
Like L.A. hot.
Yeah, she's like legit hot. Like, if she can actually fight, the world is her oyster.
I'm looking at her.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's got a real, she's really pretty.
Like, she's hot.
Yeah, no one should be punching her in the face.
Yeah, well, now here's the thing, Joe. They recently had this fight where this Polish chick who's been in the elite kickboxer for years.
You just have to say Polish chick. I know she's not a looker.
Oh, dude. She What's has, like, fucking Velociraptors. Just put a...
Polish chick?
Joanna Kurjets. I don't know how
Yeah, just put Joanna Champion.
That's got, like, 7 consonants.
Just put Joanna Champion.
She's, okay, yeah. She
looks like she's taking a beating.
She looks like a daywalker.
She looks like she's...
Yeah.
Right? She looks like she's something from that Blade would kill.
In this picture, she looks like Juice from Sons of Anarchy.
Right?
That Mexican guy?
Yeah.
But she's, for 115.
She looks like a victim is what she looks like.
Yeah. she looks like someone trying to be saved in 8 seconds on a new TV show.
Wasn't she on a...
It looks like Sipowicz walks up and looks at her and says, she's dead.
She looks like the girl in the cell next to the dude's daughter in Taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. By the way, I watched Taken 3 yesterday because it was free on the flight. Dude, it's Taken because someone should have taken acting lessons. Taken because you've taken an hour and a half of my fucking time.
It's the third one.
Taken because you took my free money that I gave to watch this fucking movie. But, I mean, dude, Yeah, you're totally right. It's just like, here's the thing, dude. The UFC, you can't fake it. You can't fake
it.
And no, they've been trying to do that with I'm telling
that's
you, dude.
That's so this Kate, ugly like, girl. Incarnate.
What's that?
I mean, she's not like, ugly.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to get this guy. What are you saying, Dan? We're trying to hear you.
No, I'm like, you know how you're saying you can't fake it. I would say Misha Tate's a pretty good example of that.
Oh, I would agree with you on that.
In the UFC.
And then asking for a raise? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That lets you know the difference between men and women. Like, if a guy was 1-3 in his fight, he'd be like, try not to make a sound so the chopping block doesn't come. She's like, I think I should be getting a raise in my fights. Like, you're 1-3.
That's just women being dumb. I brought this chick to a gig. I brought this chick to a gig one time, and she opened. And when I mean she didn't get a laugh, she didn't even get like a look up from my food.
Yeah.
And afterwards, she goes, "Can I have the booker's number? I'm going to call him about feature work." I'm like,
"No, they don't get it. They just think it's like I've done this, so I should get this."
Yeah.
It's
no.
It's.
Yeah. They're entitled.
But there are plenty of others who work hard, that are good at stand-up, that are chicks, that are respectful, that don't get anything.
No, and
because
I
they
we've talked
even
about
though they deserve to. It's
we've
the
been
worst.
Talking about that, too. Christina Pajinski, Sarah Tiana. There's a ton of people.
What doesn't Christina Pajinski get? I think she does a lot of stuff.
She's not near. Dude, she does, like, talking head stuff on True TV, and that's great. I would love to do it. But, like, she should be, like, in the mix. Like,
no, I love Christina. I just don't know what's wrong with her career. I mean, she's doing good to me.
I don't think I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her career. I'm saying that she should have even more. That's my opinion.
He's saying because it's like there's certain people that get into these opportunities, and you're just like, what? How are there's so many, like, you got so many people who could do something and really, like, make
a
difference in comedy.
She should be, like, on Comedy Central. Maybe maybe it's her acting. I don't know. And I'm not I wouldn't want her to.
No, I love Christina. She's one of my first friends when I moved here. So
I think she's leaving.
And I actually go see her do comedy, which is like how many people I see.
Dude,
and then I go see you. You know, very few people I actually go watch. You know,
she's
like
lethal,
I watch.
Dude.
Yeah, she's great.
Sarah Tiana's very fucking funny.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Then there were a couple other people that I'm like, why are? Oh, Eleanor Kerrigan is like, she's a legit murderer.
She's funny.
Yeah. Is she going to be on Dice's show?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But
I hope so.
Man. That's good. Yeah. She is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's.
But I would say Christina's really good on that show. She's on that How to Be a Grown Up.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that? What is that? That's but it's like True TV, right? Where she's kind of a talking head.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, nothing against it. I would give my left nut to do that, but
no, but but I guess my point is there's not many opportunities for anybody though.
Yeah.
Like who's actually doing anything?
Yeah. Well, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia.
Whatever. He's
the unbeatable guys.
I don't watch.
I love
watch
Chris
NBC.
He's
so
actually, I really like him.
Nah, man. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you're right, dude.
I mean, on Comedy Central, what, just Daniel Tosh and what? I mean, what else is on? They just South Park reruns.
Yeah, well, I would disagree, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I compared to what Comedy Central used to do, I love what they're doing now. I think Workaholics is great. I haven't watched Broad City, but I've heard from people who are really, really like, Aaron likes it. I've heard nothing but great things about it. You know what the one thing I'm going to say is, like, I wish West Coast comics took care of West Coast comics more. East Coast comics, man, those New York City guys, they all put each other in each other's stuff. You know, Chris D'Elia did it on his show, and Whitney did it on a bunch of stuff she did. But it's like, I wish comics would take care of each other more out here. I just feel like the only people who do that are those alt comics. They're the only ones who put each other on each other's shows. Everybody else is just like, everybody's just so, I just feel like this town's just full of a bunch of desperate people.
Yeah, everyone's desperate, bro.
I mean, look at Ari put a bunch of people on his show, too. I just feel like they're just so scared.
It's about paying it back. Also, Ari was one of the first guys when he went and recorded a special. I was working the back door, and he tipped me. He was just so nice. He was just like, hey, thank you for working. I appreciate this. He was just super cool. And you don't see a lot of people like that.
Yes, yes.
Just
yes.
Giving it back.
Yes, so it's good. I would love it. So, dude, thanks for calling in. We're not going to hang up on you, Dan. Thanks for writing for the website. We really appreciate it. And, you know, keep checking out the website. I mean, the website's getting better. It's not even a year old, and I feel like it's slowly growing. So I appreciate everybody listening. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost everybody. Frank, you were great today. I love you on the show. Man. We'll figure out this go-to meeting. We'll figure it out. It will be running smooth. You know, my computer died, so that won't happen next time.
Usually
it must use a lot of power. It must use a lot of
power. Oh, sure it does.
For that go-to meeting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because I was at like 60% and it drained it all the way down in an hour and a half. So we'll figure that all out. And, guys, if you actually made it to this point listening to the whole thing, we really appreciate you. You know it was chaos. The show's growing. It's getting better and better. And this is just part of the growing pains. Joe Bartnick, I love you. I don't get to see you enough.
I know. You're too busy, Tripp.
You're one of my legit favorite people on the planet. When
I know.
See you,
good times.
I know things are going to be all right and things are going to be fun. And there's going to be some honest talk going down.
Honest talk. Exactly. It's fun. It was fun. It's always fun.
And we'll get you back on another couple weeks, maybe at the end of the...
Yeah, we'll do a little, wrap-up.
And you can also call in anytime you want. I'm working on all that, so we'll make that happen. So we'll probably be ready for that.
Yeah, hopefully the article will be up soon.
Where can they find you and what can they do?
Well, my hockey podcast, if you like hockey, Puck Off, it's on the Sideshow Network. It's me and the great Fraser Smith. We always have some NHL. We always have Corey Hirsch call in, and we have... comics who like hockey and always in the studio. It's always it's big. If you like hockey, you probably are listening anyway. But thank you for listening for Puck Off. And I write articles for a bunch of sites. One of them is Punch Drunk, and my picks, if you missed them or you want to see them written with some more intro, or not intro, whatever, more diving into it more, it should be up soon on the site. And the big, I'm touring around me and Paul Verzi again, the All In Tour, the big one, New York City Gotham Comedy Club.
New York. So you doing a weekend?
Yes.
Gotham.
Wednesday. I wanted to say 8th and 9th of May with Giannis Pappas as our special guest.
All right, man. Well, if you ever do any around in the Southern Cal, I'd love to gig with you guys one time if you ever need anybody.
Yeah, we're trying. That's a sore subject. It's a good subject, but you know what I mean. You know how it is once the suits get involved.
Yes,
and
I know.
Yada, yada. But well, no, you're one of the
people. Whenever is clever, dude. Yeah. Frank, real quick, push your stuff.
I'm going to be in San Miguel tomorrow, and then I'm going to be in Monterey on Thursday. I think I'm hitting one more spot on Friday with Kyle Ray and Steve Trevino.
Oh, great, great, great. Yeah. That's a good crew. Aaron, how the Cardinals doing real quick?
4-2.
4-2,
guys.
Oh, we didn't even get Dodger talk, which they've already benched Puig. All right, Don Mattingly is dead man walking. He's just dead man walking. We'll get into that next week.
Isn't the Mexican Mafia going to put a hit on Mattingly now?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, no, they're going to. As soon as Puig's done. I worry for that guy. As soon as Puig's done playing, don't think for a second those guys haven't forgot he owes them money.
Hey, don't think for a second that Mexican Mike gives a shit about the Dodgers. They'll kill him anyway. You think they care about baseball?
Yeah, they're more of a Padres fan. Right?
Guys, I appreciate everything. Check out samtripoli.com.
M-A.
Check out punchdrunksports.com. I got a lot of great shit coming up. Hopefully next week I can announce it. So I'll see everybody soon. I love you guys. This is Punch Drunk Sports. All things comedy. Talk to you soon.